searches have been carried out in County Donegal for the remains of Arlene Arkinson, who was last seen 30 years ago. The teenager from Castledurg in County Tyrone went missing after a night out at a disco in Bundoran back in August 1994. Shane O'Carina, our Northwest correspondent, is on the line with more. Shane, will you remind us again about Arlene and the circumstances of her disappearance?
Yes, Mary, as you said, Arlene Arkinson from Castledurg. She was 15 when she went missing after a night out at a disco in Bundoran on the 13th of August 1994. Arlene was last seen in a car driven by convicted murderer and rapist Robert Howard. When Arlene Arkinson disappeared, Robert Howard was in bail for a series of violent sexual offences against a teenage girl. Howard was previously charged with Arlene's murder in 2002, but he was later acquitted in 2005, and a 14-year inquest that ended in July 2021 found that, on the balance of probabilities, Robert Howard was responsible for the death of Arlene. Numerous searches have been carried out over the years, but Arlene's body has never been found. Howard, who was originally from County Laois, he died in prison in England in 2015 while serving a life sentence for the rape and murder of 14-year-old schoolgirl Hannah Williams from London. And at the vigil that was held in Castledurg last month to mark the 30th anniversary of Arlene's disappearance, her family appealed on the Northern Ireland Justice Minister to open a public inquiry into the investigation into Arlene's death.
And what information is available now about this latest search?
Yes, so yesterday a Garda search operation was carried out at Ballybobbinane Forest in Glenfinn, County Donegal, for the remains of Arlene. That search will continue today. Ballybobbinane Forest, it's a remote area in Glenfinn. It's about 7 to 8 miles northwest of the town of Ballybuffet. This is the second search this year in County Donegal. Another search took place earlier this year in the Castlefin area. The Arkinson family and their legal representative, they've agreed not to talk about the specifics of the searches for now for operational reasons. But as I said at the vigil last month when we were talking to them, they still hold hope that Arlene will be found someday and that they will be able to give her a Christian burial.
Shane O'Carina, our Northwest correspondent, thank you very much.